Support for WILL comes from Stuart Peterson, Pioneer Seeds, Standard Grain, Cornerstone Building Products, and Risk Management Commodities. Thanks to these businesses for their support of WILL agricultural programs.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert and for Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Before we get to the numbers, a quick look at markets. Higher gasoline costs pushed a measure of U.S. consumer prices up in June, but the overall trend in inflation stayed tame. The Labor Department said today that the consumer price index increased 0.5% in June from May. Two-thirds of that increase came from a 6.3% jump in gas prices, the largest since February. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core prices rose just 0.2%. Consumer prices have been stable this year, allowing the Federal Reserve room to continue efforts to stimulate the economy. In the commodities trade this morning, winter wheat out of Kansas City for September is 708.5. That's up 7.5. And December, 725.5, also up 7.5. Chicago, September wheat, 678.5, up 9. December, 691, up 8.75. September corn, 547.75, up 11.5. December, 514.5, up 11. March, 526, up 10.25. May, 2014 corn, 534.25, up 10.75. August beans, 1478.25, up 24.5. September, 1337, up 22.5. November, 1289.75, up 26. January, 1294, up 25.5, now 26. March, 2014 beans, 1291.5, up 23. August bean meal, 466.30, up 14.80. September, 424 even, up 11.60. August bean oil, 46 even, up 16. September bean oil, 45.99, up 0.23. August live cattle, 122.35, that's down 10. October live cattle, 126.50, down 17.5. August feeder cattle, 152.22.5, down 42.5. September, 154.92.5, down 22.5. August lean hogs, 95.67.5, up 12.5. October lean hogs, 85.025, that's up 32.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
And now a feature for this week on the Commodity Report and later today in the Closing Market Report, it's Todd Gleason with Trading Terms.
Our term of the day is hedge as it relates to agricultural commodity price hedging. A typical hedger might be a commercial farmer, so the market value of wheat, for instance, and other crops fluctuates constantly as supply and demand for them vary, with occasional large moves in either direction. Based on current prices and forecast levels at harvest time, the farmer might decide that planting wheat, for instance, is a good idea one season, but the forecast prices are only that, forecast. Once the farmer plants wheat, he's committed to it for the entire season. If the actual price of wheat greatly rises between planting and harvest, the farmer stands to make a lot of unexpected money. But if the actual price drops by harvest time, he could be ruined. If at planting time the farmer sells a number of wheat futures contracts equivalent to his anticipated crop size, he effectively locks in the price of wheat at that time. The contract is an agreement to deliver a certain number of bushels of wheat to a specified place on a certain date in the future for a certain fixed price. The farmer has hedged his exposure to wheat prices. He no longer cares whether the current price rises or falls because he is guaranteed a price by the contract. He no longer needs to worry about being ruined by a low wheat price at harvest time, but he also gives up the chance at making extra money from a high wheat price at harvest time. However, in the case of a farmer, it must be noted that the hedge introduces another kind of risk. If the farmer has contracted to sell all his expected crop but then has a bad year, for instance, a year with lower than expected yields, such that his farm is not able to produce the committed quantity, he may have to purchase replacement crop at a disadvantageous price to fulfill his futures contract. And that's our trading term for the day, hedge, as it relates to agricultural commodities.
And trading terms can be heard throughout this week in the Mid-Morning and Closing Market Report. Joining me now on the phone to talk about the markets, Wayne Nelson of LLM Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning.
What are we seeing in some of this larger upward movement this morning in corn and beans?
Well, a couple things. Yesterday, we did see the crop deteriorate in both corn and beans 2%. Now, that's not unusual for this time of year, because generally after pollination, we see a little bit of the looks seem to go away as the crop starts to mature, and we do see generally a 1% decrease this time of year for that. But remember, we're 1 to 3 weeks late, so that's a little bit early for out west, where they're 3 weeks behind for it to start to see deterioration. About 2 o'clock this morning, when the European model came out, why we saw also a little bit more ridge building and a little bit more heat and a little more dryness for actually about the 25th to 27th, that area again to reform in that. And that made a lot of people nervous with the deterioration already and the shortness of moisture in the southwest and the western corn belt. So that has sort of spurred some short covering today. We've got, corn up 11.5 cents now. We just made a new high while you were giving the markets in November beans at $12.95. We were up a little over 30 cents. The wheat trading, 8.75 higher also. So a little bit of a spark added to this by the weather conditions.
Yeah, I mean, it's fluctuating forecasts, and as I look at the beans, they're all up around, just 29.5 for August, and quite a bit of movement there, but the forecast has been changing a bit.
That's very true, and it's we are in a weather market here right now. Basically, along the way, hot and dry means a higher market, and moving back to cool and wet, we're probably going to go back on down. So it's very, very much in the hands of the weather gods right now.
What are we seeing overseas and how that might influence things?
Well, one of the things is how our dollar is reacting. The fiscal situation out there now is where the dollar is backing off a little bit. We're down 39 cents today. That also helps strengthen the markets for our overseas exports that way. Crude oil has been all over the board. It's still, up at two-year highs basically here, but we are down about 40 cents today as we speak. As we look at that, gold and silver finding a little strength today. Nothing drastic there. Up 7.90 in the gold and up 2.5 cents in the silver.
And, price of oil, as you said, $106 a barrel today, and higher gasoline costs always have a weigh in on things as well.
Oh yeah, they do. It's just a real negative because everybody uses gasoline, whether you're well off, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you own a whole factory that uses a whole bunch of it, or just an individual driving to work. Why it just raises all of our cost of living.
What impact is ethanol having on things, or is it? I haven't done this in a while.
Well, of course, we're seeing that the ethanol margins have been profitable. They've been buying the RINs up lately. We are seeing that. So there, continues to be a very good bid underneath the corn at all the ethanol plants. That's what's keeping our cash corn, up there so good. And that way, we are also seeing some ethanol being imported from Brazil at this point in time, and that's just a little bit a little bit on the negative side. But, all in all, why if it wasn't for ethanol, why corn prices wouldn't be where they're at.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
That's about it for now.
Okay. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of LMM Commodities at New Market, Indiana. Taking again a look at the current tick for September winter wheat in Kansas City, 707.5, up 6.5. December, 725, up 7. Chicago, September wheat, 678. And a quarter up 8.75. December, 691, up 8.75. September corn, 548.75, up 12.5. December, 515, up 11.5. March, 527.25, up 11.5. May, 534.5, up 11. July, 2014, 540.5, up 10.75. August beans, 1486, up 32.5. September, 1341.5, up 27. November, 12.94.75, up 31. January, 12.99.5, up 31. August bean meal, 469.90, up 18.40. August bean oil, 46.03, up 21. August live cattle, 122.35. That's still down 10. In the forecast for Champaign-Urbana today, becoming partly sunny, hot and humid, the high 91 degrees, mostly clear tonight, the low 72. Mostly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow with a high of 92 degrees. Heat index readings 98 to 103. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, the low 72. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 92. Heat index 100 to 105. 84 already on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana is coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time.